A couple of months ago, I found myself visiting the German embassy in Washington, D.C. I put the directions into my GPS, and as I was traveling through a very small neighborhood in the outskirts of D.C., all of a sudden, I came upon this massive complex with a really large gated wall. I was traveling with my son, and I parked my car, and we got out, and we both got out of the car, and we just stood there. We were kind of like paralyzed. And for about 4 or 5 minutes, we were just standing there. Finally, I came out of the stupor, and my son came out almost at the same time, and we looked at each other, and there was no one on the street, and we're like, how are we getting in? How are we getting into this 20-foot massive compound? Well, my son noticed that there was a intercom on the wall, and we went over, we hit the intercom a couple times, and somebody, a male voice with a very thick German accent came on, and he said, I'm going to let you in. You're going to go to this big, large pedestrian gate. When you get through the gate, you're going to go to these outdoor lockers, and you're going to put your phone in the outdoor locker. Well, you know how hard that is for most of us. Then you're going to walk up the gate, walkway, and you're going to go through security. After you go through security, if you pass security, you're going to go to an outbuilding, and you're going to go inside, and you're going to wait. So you're probably wondering what I'm doing at the German embassy. Well, I'm a proud first-generation American. My parents escaped Hitler's Nazi Germany, both of them. They left Germany when they were about 11 years old, and both families had to escape. The doors were closing to most Jews across the world, and there were very few doors that were open. One of the few doors was Palestine. So my parents' families went to Palestine. Growing up, I heard a lot of different stories. I heard stories of very happy childhood in Germany. I heard stories about how things changed after Hitler came into power and how things got scary. And then I heard about life in Palestine, and that was sort of like the wild, wild west of the desert. After the liberation, my family went in different directions. But my father's father always really loved his heritage. He always really felt very German. And he decided to go back to Germany and try to pick up his life where he left off. My mother had seen too many things that troubled her. And she decided that she thought that coming to the United States was the only decision. She thought that the democracy in America was the most solid democracy. Interestingly enough, with the new political administration and the stories I had heard in the past, I was starting to have a little bit of flashbacks, and I started to get a little worried. And I thought, what if the door closes here in the United States? What, maybe our democracy is more fragile than we think it is. Where could I go? Like my ancestors, where could I go? So I started looking, and I came to realize that Germany is actually trying to make it a lot easier for descendants of people who who lost or had to leave Nazi Germany. So I put my documents together, I contacted the German embassy, and here I was. So here I was trying to finalize this last part of this equation. Interestingly enough, for all my anxiety, it really wasn't that bad. After about 30 minutes of paper shuffling, the woman declared us German citizens. She didn't ask me to sing Edelweiss. She didn't ask me. She didn't ask me to sing the German anthem. She didn't ask me who the Chancellor of Germany was. So here we were, and I was going on my way back home, and I was thinking, you know, I like to, how do I process this day? There were a lot of gates, there were a lot of doors, and I know in the Jewish religion we put the mezuzah on our doorposts, and it's to remind us of the Shema, but it is also to remind us of our heritage. And I thought, well, what was I thinking when I was in that moment in front of this huge compound gate? And what was I feeling when I left the embassy? And I realized that when I was sitting in front of that gate, I was feeling the anxiety and the unsurmountable challenges that my ancestors must have gone through. And that was really, it just paralyzed me. But then I also had to think, you know, there's an expression that when one gate closes, another one opens. Or when one door closes, another one opens. Well, that's a very interesting concept, because sometimes a door could close and you might not get out. And sometimes a door may be closing and you don't get out in time. And sometimes a door can close and that same door can open 9 decades later. And I thought about, what did I feel when I got home, when I was leaving that embassy? And I thought, I felt verklempt. Verklempt. My definition of that Yiddish expression is that it's the umami of emotions. I felt bitterness, happiness, sadness, sweet tears, a cacophony of feelings just bursting inside of me. And when I think about it, I feel so lucky and so happy that I could open a door that was closed to my parents. I went to my parents' grave and I looked down and I said, "Mom, Dad, you'll never believe this." Thank you for letting me share my story.